sweating.
Me too.
The stress, the anxiety.
Steph's already started. She's cheating.
Yeah. What do you mean cheating? Oh. I'm ready to go.
I didn't start the timer.
Wait, it's a sequel.
Never
it's
mind.
It's a sequel, Tara.
I am so impressed.
That was a blindside. I was not expecting.
Welcome to Off to Broadway, the podcast where we deep dive into anything and everything musical theater from the comfort of my car. I'm Stefania.
I'm Tara.
And if you can tell by me doing the intro, today is a special day because we are celebrating Tara's birthday. Mine doesn't make noise. Okay. Which means we had to have our behind-the-scenes collaborator with us today. Welcome Shara to the podcast.
Hi! I haven't missed a Tara birthday party yet, so can't start now.
That's not true, but...
I mean, I do have a track record of, like, randomly being away every single year for your birthday.
Yes.
Spill the tea.
So we'll just ignore that, but I have to be here this year.
All in the same city, and yet we're still...
Not together.
One year, this is a random story, but one year I was out of town for her birthday, and my mom, without me knowing, dropped off balloons outside Tara's house, because, like, my mom knew how bad I felt that I wasn't in town, but, like, didn't tell me. And then, later, like, Tara, like, sent me this picture, and she's like, did you do this? And I was like, no. And, like, she literally spent the whole day being like, who put these balloons? And, like, at, like, 5 p.m., my mom's like, did she like them? And I was like,
let it be known, I have no other friends. So when it was announced that Shara was not the person that gave the balloon, I was very confused. We were all wondering who, like, the secret admirer might be, because
who dropped the balloon?
I have no other friends.
And then it was just Shara in the end.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't even Shara. It was Shara's mom. But thanks, Susan.
But now I've learned a lesson, and I show up for your birthday.
Exactly.
Well, by the time it gets to your actual birthday, maybe we can at least have a socially distant backyard hang or something. Okay?
The rules have changed. Five people from different households allowed outside.
Can't wait. Okay, well, to start us off, Tara's a Gemini, obviously. And we just wanted to highlight a few famous people who are Geminis.
Wow. Do you guys know who shares my birthday? Who's my birthday twin?
Angelina Jolie. Is that who...
That's, like, the biggest one, I think, of all the celebs.
That is pretty iconic. When we get to my birthday, we'll find out.
He's also iconic.
He's the person who shares my birthday, an icon. But other Geminis. Neil Patrick Harris, a Gemini.
Oh, I actually never knew that.
Idina Menzel, a Gemini.
Also never... Oh, wait, these are not June... I'm in my head, no, I'm like, all of June these 4th. People have birthdays on June 4th.
No. Geminis, okay?
Got it.
Geminis. Astrology.
Yeah.
Ariana Grande, a Gemini. So you have the same star sign as all these famous people.
Since we couldn't have a party in person, because in Ontario we still have a lockdown for a while, we thought we would still have a party live on the podcast, but we thought it would be fun to talk about what we normally do for our birthdays. So Tara, if it wasn't a lockdown 2 years ago, far, far distant past, what would we be doing?
2 years ago. I'm trying to think what we did 2 years ago for my birthday.
I know what we did 2 years ago on your birthday. We came to your house and watched the Jonas Brothers documentary that came out that day.
I think you're right. Oh my God.
I'm 100%
right. That was
right.
The birthday that I had the, like, 2-liter bottle of Prosecco. Do you guys remember that?
Maybe.
And we had to drink it, because, like, obviously you can't put it back in the fridge, because one, it's 2 liters, and two...
goes flat.
Yeah, so I'm pretty sure you're right. We did watch the Jonas Brothers Happiness Begins tour on Amazon Prime. Watch it, yeah. Still there.
I mean, that's on brand for us, I believe you.
Yeah, that was their Jonas Brothers year, so.
Yes, because we'd just come back from Chicago that weekend.
Oh, you're right.
And then it was the Tuesday, we just came back to your house and watched the Jonas Brothers documentary. Wow.
You're right.
Can't believe
that's
we forgot that.
Right.
I have no
Can't
memory
believe
of this,
forgot.
But I believe
Anyway,
so I did want to point out that we do have a drink that was delivered to each of our houses.
Steph is presenting it in the correct way. That is the correct glass.
So,
martini glass.
Well, I mean, it's not... I mean, we shouldn't tell everyone that it's a candy... or whatever, poison apple martini. It's supposed to be green elixir from Wicked, hence the green. But when I Googled that, didn't come up. So we have a poison apple martini, and Steph's the only one that has a proper glass.
I asked if it was absinthe because, as we know, absinthe also green, but this would be a different kind of podcast if we were drinking.
That would be quite the podcast if it was absinthe.
So on that note, I almost thought of that because I made a list of like what drinks from musicals I could like make as like our drink for the podcast. And absinthe was on there from Moulin Rouge.
Yeah.
But also I put drain cleaner from Heather's because like in my
head.
Oh my god,
the blue slushy. Yes. Wow. Right. That's
okay.
Fun.
But no. I put drain cleaner as in like Heather Chandler. And Steph like writes back being like, why wouldn't we just do a slushy?
I mean, I think even if you did the like drain cleaner theme, it could still be a slushy.
Right, exactly. I thought it would taste fine.
Sure. Okay, so I think it's time for our first game.
Mm-hmm.
Does that sound right? So this first game is a tried and true classic that we always play. It's called Scattergories. It's a tradition. Pull out your Scattergories card, Tara.
We're kind of like reverse Scattergories. Well, not reverse Scattergories, I guess. But this game, we have the same 10 like traits like that are musical theater related, and then we'll have a random letter. But we're not using like Scattergory cards. It's going to be musical theater related.
Well, these are our Scattergory cards. We have musical themed Scattergory cards.
Right.
Okay, great.
Okay, first round is S. Ready? On your mark, get set, go.
Wow, this is tragic.
Why can't I think of a singer?
Why can't I think of anything? Oh, we're done.
Wow, I did it.
Wow. Are you serious?
I did it.
Like you can't read it. It's like the messiest writing I've ever done, but I did it.
Oh my god, this is so horrible.
I'm impressed.
This is horrible.
All right.
Two of mine are the same, too. Okay.
My song and show are the same, but they're different titles, but yes.
All right. Okay, character.
I'm out. I got nothing.
Satine.
Sure.
Shrek. Obviously.
Obviously.
Okay,
theater. I obviously don't have a theater.
The Stephen Sondheim.
Oh, a double S for Steph.
A double S. Food? Nothing.
I have Sweeney Todd pies.
Oh my god, I have sausage from Sweeney Todd. Do they not make sausages? Do they make pies?
They make meat pies. Like people.
Damn it. Okay, fine. I thought it was sausages.
No, pies, meat pies.
I don't have
at
a
the
diva.
Pie shop. Sutton
you don't
Foster.
Have a diva. SJB, obviously.
So SJB, okay, amazing.
I also don't have an actor or singer.
I just had Sutton, so I didn't want to double.
You used Sutton twice? Shoshana
no.
Bean.
Great.
Oh, nice.
There's a theme on my list here.
Song. Say no
stars
to this.
Stars in the Moon.
Beautiful.
As sung by Shoshana Bean. Sorry, Char, what did you say?
She loves me. I don't have
place.
A place.
Nothing.
I said, like, I don't understand what this was, so I said Sydney.
Is there, like, a musical? It's like.
Yes, Oz, actually, Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, takes place in Australia, and I'm pretty sure they go to
Sydney.
There
you go.
Get it. Composer.
Okay, I'm assuming we all have Sondheim.
Oh, no.
Do you have Stephen Schwartz?
I have Stephen Schwartz.
Okay, well, yeah! Me and Shara cancel each other out for Stephen Sondheim.
Oh, damn it. I thought you said good swords. I got really excited.
Wow,
okay,
I'm
my
killing
prop
it.
Is a sword.
There's
I'll
a sword of the
to
Lightning
you.
Thief.
I'll give that like, to you.
I have a stapler. There's one in Mean Girls.
I got nothing.
Right.
You could have literally chosen, like, anything.
When you play Scattergories, the way your brain just empties out. Okay.
Yeah, that's true.
All right. Show at Sing Street.
Oh. I put Sideshow for the two.
Oh, nice.
So
I put it to stay on theme with Shoshana Bean and Stars in the Moon, Songs for a New World.
Amazing.
Okay, I don't have a costume.
What did I write here?
You forgot.
Oh, I wrote Shark from Mean Girls.
Okay, that's legit.
I got nothing.
Okay, I got 5,
one,
which is a
two,
lot better
one,
than
two,
I thought.
3, 4, 5, 6. 6 points?
12
Whoa.
Points, everybody!
Whoa, Tara! Whoa!
So I want to put on record right now, I've never won at Scattergories between the three of us, and this feels like a big win.
Let's clarify that I've also never won at Scattergories.
Steph always
Steph
wins.
Steph only ever wins at Scattergories.
I'm the master of Scattergories.
Not
except
today.
Except for today.
Not today.
Except for today. Okay, last Scattergories round. What's our letter, Shara?
B could work.
Okay, I'll take B.
Yeah, let's try it.
I mean, I'm going to struggle. But
can I think of a character with a B? Steph's already started. She's cheating.
Yeah. What do you mean cheating? Oh. I'm ready to go.
I didn't start the timer.
Oh.
Exactly. Are we cheating.
With B? We're doing B. I've already started on the B.
All right. 3, 2, 1, go.
I should get out my Broadway Divas A to Z book.
Yeah, you should.
The letter B. Oh, okay.
Sigh. Okay. I don't have a character.
Bonnie from Bonnie and Clyde for my character.
Nice. Barry from The Prom.
Great.
Okay. The only theater I have is Belasco, which I'm assuming is what you guys have.
I have the Barrymore.
I have the Broadhurst. There's a lot of B's.
Nice. Yeah. Okay. Well, I didn't know.
The Broadway.
okay. So my food is baked goods? Like oysters?
No, doesn't count.
Be more specific. I went with the stolen bread from Les Mis and Aladdin. Okay. Your pick.
I don't have a food.
Diva. Bernadette Peters.
Bernadette Peters.
Nice.
I'm pretty sure she's the B in your beef.
I think she is the B.
I think so too.
Yeah. Actor?
Ben Platt.
Wow. Oh, look at you. Bonnie Milligan.
Brian D'Arcy James.
Amazing. Nice. Song. Okay.
My song is Be More Chill.
Sure.
That is a song.
Also
is,
my show.
Mine is Bad Idea.
Nice.
Mine is the tragically cut song from Heather's Now, Blue.
Wow, that is tragically cut. Tragically cut. My place?
Okay. I did Bikini Baltimore. Bottom. Oh, nice. Ooh. Too.
Double B.
I did Baltimore and, like, Baltimore Crab. Miss Baltimore Crabs. But, like, Baltimore. Also, Hairspray is actually
Baltimore. It takes place in Baltimore.
Yeah, yeah. Baltimore.
Okay, great, great. I'm taking
your...
I have Brigadoon.
Great.
I don't have a composer.
Me either.
Yeah, I got stuck there too. People are screaming at us. I guarantee
it. I know.
It.
We're really bad at the composers.
We're being yelled
we really
at.
Only know S's and J's and T's. Sorry. Prop.
Beach okay. Balls.
And for what?
SpongeBob. Oh,
but it's okay. Only in the finale. I don't know if that counts.
It's a prop.
I mean, fine.
The stage manager had to track it. It's a prop. Give me that double B.
I was going to do beach balls, but I could not put that. I did a baseball because to break in a glove.
Wow. I did a baby because Wicked.
Yes, the like fake baby. Nice. Amazing.
And also waitress. That baby's fake.
There's many fake babies on stage all the time.
Okay, my show is Be More Chill, as I said.
Great. Mine is Beautiful.
Mine is Big Fish.
Okay, costume. My costume... I don't know if you'll give me this. I did bonnet as the Easter bonnet. Is that what they do with, like, the thing that Spring Awakening did?
Yeah, like, the Easter bonnet.
Yeah, but that's not, in a show. But I would have given you bonnet for just costume in general. I don't think Easter bonnet needs to be that specific.
I mean, that's fair. I mean, people wear bonnets and...
I feel like bonnets pop up.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, all right. I'll take it. I need it. I'm desperate.
I went with ball gown.
Nice.
I went with bra, so, you know.
Yes, okay, points for us all. Amazing.
We're going to move on. So next, we wanted to interview our birthday girl. So we actually wanted to talk about, we thought it'd be fun to talk about the podcast itself. I very vividly remember when you had this, like, brainchild and started talking about it. But maybe we can hear from you. Why did you want to start off to Broadway? What it means to you? Anything else you want to tell us?
Honestly, I have been in the same industry forever. I went to school for TV. I've been working in TV for years. And I felt stuck. And theater has always been a passion of mine. Not just like performing, which I only did in high school, but just seeing shows in general. I've said on many episodes that I have been a Mirvish subscriber for many years, like since I was born. It's just always been in my life. And I don't know, like 2 years ago, I felt very stuck in work and wanted an outlet to do something on the side and said, like, would anybody listen to us talk about theater sitting in a car? And
questionable. Still no. Still unknown.
Questionable. And obviously, as I said at the beginning of the episode, had to turn to the only two friends I have to ask, would this be an idea? And I remember vividly, I don't know if you remember, Steph, the like message that I sent you being like, would you co-host this podcast with me? Because like, I want to do it, but I don't want to do it by myself. I need like a second person to talk to.
I kind of do. I remember, like, not really knowing what you were asking, but being like, yes, I will. Do whatever you want.
And then we were like, okay, so concept would be car because of the road trips that we have taken and listening to cast albums on in the car. And it was like, well, how do we record in a car? Again, still not really sure. We make it work when it happens. It's been almost 2 years that we haven't been in the car. And then obviously my brain went to like, okay, so logo, and then every like artwork, everything else, what do we do? But Shar, I think you were the person that came up with Off to Broadway.
Yeah, because I remember, I think we were talking first about like how many conversations we've had in the car, especially like, you know, being friends first in high school. Like, it was exciting when we could drive and we just like spend our Saturday night, you know, as cool as we are, cruising, just like driving around talking. Yeah, I don't remember. I know it was like, I remember it was a play off, like off Broadway, obviously. And then your Twitter name was like According to Tara with the number two. But I was going to say, I don't remember where the name came from, but I do remember I still have all of our reject logo pictures on
my phone. Oh, same. Oh, my God, on your phone? Get those off. Oh, yeah. Don't waste this space.
They're so ugly, but I love them.
Well, it was also, so I, at the time, like, Bitmojis were really big. So at one point Steph and Maya's Bitmoji in a car, which was so dumb, but also
Can you
cute.
Imagine if we stuck with that?
No.
If we were stuck with that?
Yeah. But I also remember thinking like, okay, so I need to download the license plate font, which is like more difficult than you would think to find an Ontario license plate font. I actually now, I don't know if we've publicly said this, but I have an Off to Broadway license plate on my car. So
if you see someone driving around with their license plate Off to B-Way, it's Tara.
Yeah, Tara. Yeah. And it looks
I remember
just like
our
logo.
I wanted to get that for your birthday like 3 years ago, like right when we started, and it was so expensive.
It's very expensive.
And then your parents got it for you. I was like, oh,
yeah,
that's fine.
I was actually, that was funny. This was like pre-COVID. My parents and I were walking around like an antique store, and they sell tons of license plates there because people, I think, like put them up on their walls as decor, just like different ones from different cities. I think it's like a collectible. And I was just in passing saying like, wouldn't it be cool if we put like Off to B-Way on a license plate? And sure enough, for my birthday the next year, I am now the actual mobile of the podcast. So
I did get the three of us like mini Off to B-Way like little placards that are like,
and also the air freshener.
I love them.
The air freshener that still smells very strong. So it was a good strong purchase. Yeah. But yeah, and it's like, I mean, anyone that's listened to us for the last 2 years, like, we don't really have a format. We have like somewhat of a format. It's really just an open conversation. And as we've said on many episodes, we love talking to other people that are interested in the same stuff as us. And I don't know, it's been like really fun. It's obviously been like a challenge over the last 2 years, specifically the last year, because we're dealing with so much more equipment and video, and I have different work now. So my hours have changed. It's just like, it's a second job and it's a lot of work, but I do really enjoy it. And yeah, whenever we hear comments about like, you guys are enjoying it, or like, this was really funny or anything like that, it makes it worth it. So it's been really fun, and I wouldn't change anything for the world. And hopefully we can get back into a theater so we can talk about some upcoming live shows.
Anything.
Well, I think it's so interesting that, like, as you're saying, like, it's obviously more challenging without live shows to see, but I also think it's been kind of like a savior of this past year when we didn't have any shows to see. At least we had some kind of outlet, and it like became an excuse to like make sure we saw every virtual program that we could, and made sure that you guys watched like Mamma Mia or whatever. It just, it made sure that
we were still connected.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, is, well, connected to each other, but then also, like, connected to theater, like, some kind of outlet to remind us that, like, we'll go back at some point, and,
Well, I also think about, like, 2020 was the birth of the Composer Series, which is, like, such an interesting series to deep dive into, and something that I don't know that we would have ever thought to do if we were just seeing shows. I always, like, reference and we always reference 2020 was supposed to be the year of theater. Like, we had literally
we had
a calendar.
So many shows.
Honestly, yeah. like, mm-hmm. to throw
we
up the visual of our calendar pre-COVID of every single week. We were lined up for the entire year because we had so many shows to see. There were so many exciting things. But then I also think about, like, 2021 right now, and Steph and I were literally texting about this the other day. Like, think of how many movie musicals we're getting this year. Like, this is crazy. So there is exciting things that are happening in the theater world. We are entering into a vaccinated world. Like, it will happen. We will see a live show again, and we cannot wait.
Everyone
to talk about
here
it.
Has at least one dose, okay? We're excited.
It's true. So, yeah.
Yeah, I know. There's so many times where we have a conversation and we have to stop ourselves and be like, save it for the podcast. Because we would just be talking about this anyway. But now we have an outlet and there'll be a way to connect with other people.
And that's exactly, I think, in my, like, recollection, how it got started is that, like, not so much me. I was kind of like, yeah, I'm here for the support. But, like, you both would be having these conversations anyway. And you're like, let's just record them and see what happens.
And those first episodes were something.
Yeah, you know.
Like six hours.
Anyone who starts a podcast, I'm sure they do test episodes where they just try and talk and record themselves and just see what happens. Because there was
where
a learning
were we
curve.
Driving when we recorded
that
the
was, I was about to say.
That was the worst thing.
So
we just talked over each other
we were
for 2 hours.
See Hamilton.
No. The very first, like, test record is when we were at your house, Steph. It was our, like, annual Christmas baking. And
sure.
we were like, let's do a test episode. And it was movie musicals. I still have the audio. And we were like, well, Shara should drive. And I'm like,
we literally drove around for an hour.
We wanted to see
that.
We were learning the form. We were figuring it out.
That's
we
true.
Realized
at the very beginning,
safety.
At the very beginning, it wasn't the idea of, like, sit in the back seat and record. The idea was that I was going to drive, and then you guys were going to talk, and then we realized that was not ideal.
No, because, first of all, anyone that knows me in real life, I am a terrible backseat driver in terms of I get very nauseous. I need to either drive or sit in the front seat. So, like, trying to think of actual thoughts while someone is driving around in a circle is really not the way to do it. So anyone that's thinking about starting a podcast in the car, park it.
Also, the amount of gas we'd be using for just...
Oh, yeah.
Not necessary. Yeah, there's, like, a learning curve to everything. Even if we go back and listen to early episodes, I'm sure they would sound completely different to what we do now. You just, you know, I don't know how many 60 whatever episodes in that we are now.
This is our
63rd. Two plus years in. We learned so many different things about how to record, how we want the conversation to go, how to format the episode, how to wrap it up, like, mm-hmm. How to start the conversations that, you know, we didn't have right at the beginning. Especially me, who never worked in media the way Tara does. The learning curve is real.
I also
strong.
Have to say that I am not an editor by any means, but for anybody that is, I love how this has turned into, like, an advice for people that are starting a podcast, but if anyone is ever thinking about doing it yourself, like, you can do it. And there are many programs that are even free that you can do it.
We, like, literally, like, Googled, like, how to start a podcast, what, like, host to use, all that.
Yeah.
I remember I was talking to someone and I said, they were just asking about the podcast. And I said, honestly, there's a pretty low barrier to entry. It's not difficult host online. It's not difficult to record yourself. It's not difficult. What is difficult is going there every week or every 2 weeks
commitment.
And creating content and putting it out there. And I'm, like, pretty proud that we've gone 2.5 years barely taking a break. We took this January off, but other than that, I think we've gone pretty consistently for the past 2.5 years. And our plan is to keep going, obviously. And that is the hard part. It is keeping going and having content to put out every week. And most of that credit goes to Tara because
she
is editing every
episode.
Let's
give her the credit, please.
Guys, we have many Google Docs. Like, anytime I see something announced, I add it to the talk.
Yeah, we're like, Dear Evan Hansen movie comes out this
Everybody's
day.
Talking about Jamie. Tick, tick, boom.
Come from away.
West Side Story. Come from away. Like,
day.
Schmigadoon. You name it, it's on the dock.
Yeah, we're ready.
So I think it's time we move into our second game. Steph, do you want to introduce it?
Okay. Our next game is called Bad Show Descriptions. So you should have a baggie that says Bad Descriptions on it. And the rules of this game is you're going to draw the name of a musical out of your little baggie, and you're going to describe it in the most obscure way possible without saying any character names or song titles, and the other two people are going to have to guess what it is. So an example, the big example is Finding Nemo, which is not a musical. Well, it is actually a musical.
It is a musical.
It is, you're right. It is a musical. It's the greatest musical of all time. Sorry, I forgot. Go with the flow. This description of Finding Nemo: depressed, widowed father teams up with mentally challenged woman to find his disabled son. Okay? So, and that's obviously Finding Nemo.
But I'm sorry. It's I love that it's a woman. They're all fish. Like,
excuse me. It's Ellen DeGeneres. So that's the kind of description we're going for with these musicals. Got it?
Yeah.
Shar, do you want to go first?
Okay, we're going to buzz in using animal noises so we don't talk over each other. Two boys go around reading strangers' stories, storybooks.
Quack, quack, quack. Okay. The Book of Mormon.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. The boys part really threw me off. I was thinking
They're
of children.
Boys. Storybook. And they dip people in water.
A man and a woman get married.
That's it.
No. A man and a woman break up, get married, then fall in love.
The last 5 years?
Yes.
Wow, I'm not good at this. A man and a woman get married. I feel like anything I say is going to give it away right away.
Make it more obscure.
A man walks down the stairs at the beginning of this musical.
Hamilton?
Yes.
Wow, that was something.
I was going to say, $10 bill, but I was like, that's too obvious. But clearly, stairs is also too obvious.
All right. The plot is that there is no plot.
Seinfeld?
What did you say?
Seinfeld? The plot is that there's no plot? The band's visit. Quack, quack, quack.
No, that's actually a good one, but it's not. No, I'll actually give an answer. A real one. I wanted this for the reverse, because it's better. But anyway, okay. We meet everyone, and then someone dies.
We just went from the plot is that there's no plot to we meet everyone and someone dies.
We meet everyone.
I stand by it. We meet everyone, then someone dies.
And then someone dies. Quack, 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 quack.
Okay.
Cats.
Yeah! I feel like that was legit.
That was good. That was good.
There is a plot of cats. We're just not sure what it is.
You're right. We meet everyone and then someone goes to the heavy side layer. You're right. Okay, let me go.
Accurate. Thank you. Okay.
Okay. Okay. A man immigrates from the United States to England and falls in with an interesting crowd where he falls in love with a tragic ending.
Moo! Kinky boots?
No.
It was the way you said interesting.
No. Falls in with an interesting crowd and writes some well-known pop songs before he falls in love with a tragic ending.
Oh, rough.
Yeah.
Moulin Rouge?
Yes.
It's England? Isn't it France?
Also, he immigrates to France!
Okay, so you're wrong.
Not the Moulin Rouge.
I literally...
Yeah, why does everyone have a British accent, then?
When you said that they falls in with an interesting count, I'm like, obviously Moulin Rouge, but then I was thinking, what show takes place in England, and it's not
you're
that
right.
one.
It's totally France.
Oops. Okay,
in
great.
Okay, good effort.
A guy has curly hair.
Dear Evan Hansen, quack, 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 quack.
Yes, Dear it's Dear Evan Hansen. Sorry, Ben Platt. We love you.
It's round two. It's going to be describe the plot of the musical, but backwards. So an example is a girl gets so unpopular that she moves to Africa.
Mean Girls.
Okay. A girl decides that she doesn't like that she had to change to be with a man and becomes unpopular, and then it's summer.
Quack.
Go.
Greece.
Yeah.
And then it's summer.
A girl with interesting hair is left at an orphanage and then forced to
clean. No, Annie!
I feel like that works backwards and forwards. That's
it's
the problem. Backwards and forwards. But yes, it's Annie.
Sorry, I'm sticking to my no plot. I just want to see if anyone will get this. The first and final song are the same. I'm not following the rules. I'm sorry.
The first and final song are the same, like many shows.
And it takes place in Canada.
Come from quack? Come from what?
Yes.
You are here.
I feel like that's a very easy reverse plot, but okay.
I like to not think about things, so.
So, since we were interviewing you, we are going to give you a personality test drive. Number one, road trip cast recording.
I feel like everyone can answer this question. It's Legally Blonde.
Good luck. Great.
I knew that.
Okay, what theater character is most like you?
Most like me? I know this is not rapid fire. I know. Wait, but I'm interested in what you guys think to this question.
I just want to think about myself, so.
Of course she is.
Most like me? This is like a strange answer, but I think Katie from Mean Girls might be most like me. Not all of her, but like parts of her.
I can see that. You know, just like a normal high school girl.
Yeah, my typical life as a normal high school girl.
10 years ago, maybe, but yeah.
I don't know. That's a hard one. We should add that to our list. Oh, no, we have done that, but it's characters that they play. Yeah.
Yeah.
If we're talking about the characters that I've played, it's definitely Sophie.
Well, yeah, sure.
Dorothy.
Yes, wow. I have also flown away in a twister, so yeah.
Mrs. Potts.
Yeah, most like me.
Well, I don't know all these things about you. Anyway, okay, favorite song to belt in the car?
No Good Deed.
Oh, really?
I mean, it changes every week. I would also say She Used to Be Mine, but No Good Deed is always the one.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. What is your favorite show you've never seen?
I've seen a lot of shows.
I know.
Favorite show I've never seen. Again, I feel like it changes all the time, but at the moment, I think it's Alice by Heart.
Ooh, wow. That's a good one.
Wow. Steph is not happy about that answer.
Last song you cried to?
I'll tell you mine because while we're waiting, because
earlier. It'll
change by the time we get to my episode, but earlier today I listened to I'm Here.
Oh, that was Cynthia Erivo
and cried. I don't know why.
Actually, no, I'll change it. I have been listening to, this will come up an obsession later in episodes, but I really love Hannah, your voice teacher on YouTube, and she did a react to the Four Evans singing, what is that song called?
For Forever.
And it's really beautiful, and I listened to it a couple days ago, and it made me tear up, but I didn't like full-blown cry, but I think it counts.
Okay, you're a dream guest for the podcast.
Oh my God. So many, like literally so many. Every Broadway boy, let's be honest. Antonio, Jeremy Jordan, Isaac Powell, if you're listening, we want you all.
That was an easy one to answer.
Yeah.
Okay, what is your special skill on your resume?
I'm double jointed and like weirdly double jointed. I don't know if like you'd be able to see.
That's
it's
weird.
It's hard to show, but like I can turn my entire hand without turning this part of my arm. I would never pull that out in an interview, but you're welcome.
You're like, yes, double jointed. Here we go.
Okay, your miscast.
My miscast is I'll Cover You Reprise, my favorite song.
Nice.
Finally, our favorite question. What is the last show you saw before the shutdown?
It is, most iconically, Summer, the Donna Summer musical. Never forget.
Never forget. And forever. Honestly, we would have forgotten it, except we haven't seen theater in a year.
We knew the answer, but we just have to bring up Summer one more time.
Wow. You guys never asked me my dream role. I'm kind of offended.
Oh, sorry. What's your dream role, Tara?
Okay, well,
we just assumed it was Sophie from Mamma Mia.
No, it's definitely not. For my entire, like, elementary school life,
I could answer this.
It's changed, though. It was Elphaba, and then for a very long time, it was Eponine. It's now Galinda. Just going to put that out
there. Okay, I was literally going to say this. I was like, it used to be Elphaba, and then I remember we saw it, and you looked at me, you're like, oh my god, it's now Galinda.
Maturity means realizing that Glinda is the more complex character than Elphaba.
Yes! Okay? Oh my gosh, yes.
I mean, it's important. I would still, if Elphaba was you offer only, I would take it.
You would accept either. But maturity is understanding that Glinda has nuance that Elphaba doesn't.
Yeah, okay. I agree.
Speaking of Elphaba, you know we have one of our faves, Tim Murray, who does his game, Guess the Elphaba on YouTube.
I'm not going to be good at this.
Okay, ready? So we have, I have a game inspired by him. Guess the Evan Hansen.
Oh my god, I actually feel like I might be good at
this. Okay, I think you're going to be okay. Okay, I've practiced this, I've done this many times. Okay. Are you ready? Yeah, clue one.
Taylor Trench.
What? Who else could it be? Okay. Are you ready? Clue two.
Andrew Barth Feldman.
Yes!
For a second.
Okay, clue three. Here we go. Tara nailing it. Nailing it.
Ben Platt.
Yes, it is.
Damn! Killing it.
That was killing hard because the recording sounds different. He sounds a bit different.
I tried not to get any recordings. This is the Tony performance. And I tried to choose amusing photos. Okay. Next. Here we go.
On the outside, always looking in, will I ever be more than I've always been? Cause I'm tap, tap, tapping on the glass.
Is it Michael Lee Brown?
No.
Try to speak, but nobody.
You're on the right track, though.
So I wait around.
An understudy.
To appear while I'm watching people pass. Waving through a window.
It's not Colton.
Can anybody
see? Yeah, give me a hint.
Is anybody
maybe
waiting?
He's dating an Evan Hansen.
Is it Ben Levi Ross?
Yes, it is.
Wow, it doesn't sound like him.
I know. This is the hardest one, I feel. Okay, ready?
Oh, that was a good part.
Oh, sorry. I'll let us hear it out one time. I'll let us hear the end one time. Ready? Okay.
On the outside, always looking in, will I ever be more than
sorry, there's like three people here.
Tap, tap, tapping on the glass, waving through a window. I try to speak, but nobody can hear, so I wait around for an answer to appear while I'm watching people.
Okay, is there one person that's in it or both of them?
There's one main person singing.
There's a lot going on.
Can anybody see? Is anybody waving back at me? Is anybody waving? Waving?
Do I know this person?
Yeah.
Yes.
Give me a clue.
I can't give you a clue.
Is it Colton?
No. Are you ready?
Michael Lee Brown?
It's Ben.
Oh my god, Benj, I would have never known that. Like, that is not even someone that's played Evan.
Well, that wasn't a criteria, okay? Playing Evan, not a criteria.
Who was he singing with in that video?
Justin? Paul. Yeah.
I was very distracted by the, like, riffs that were going on.
The double voice. This is like when you're watching The Masked Singer and there's two people in the thing and you're like, what's going on? Is that a second voice? No one else has that experience when Hanson came out this season.
I saw.
Spoilers for The Masked Singer. Like, is that three voices?
Anyway, I saw it. That was very exciting.
Okay, ready?
On the outside, always looking in, will I?
That's Michael Lee Brown.
Nope.
Robert Marcus.
Yes.
Speak, nobody can hear, so wait for
our favorite.
This is on the queue, right?
No, this is the like random music video they released.
Oh.
Where he's like walking through Toronto.
Oh yeah.
To the theater. Do you remember that?
Yes. We love you, Robert. If you ever want to come on the podcast, we're waiting.
Open invitation. Okay. Ready?
More than I've always been, cause I'm tap, tap, tapping on the
this every time, but is it Michael Lee Brown?
No. You know this. You can do this. Just focus on the voice.
It's not Colton. Very good.
Oh, I'm disappointed, Tara. Okay.
Oh, Antonio. That was a blind side. I was not expecting. That was a blind side.
He did not. He's never played Evan Hansen.
I was waiting for Noah Galvin because his voice is like so recognizable.
Well, we've got one more.
No, she makes it hard for you.
Oh, God.
I did make it hard.
Also, I've already said this, but Antonio also open invitation anytime. So.
Truly.
Yes.
Okay. Last one. Here we go. On the outside, always
looking in. Will I ever be more Jordan Fisher, obviously.
Yes. Yes.
I am so impressed. Like,
You did so good, Tara.
I looked at this list, and I was like, how could you possibly? And you got almost.
You did amazing.
I listened to this song was a lot. And I also watch many different Evans perform this song. So I feel like it was a perfect game for me. I have to say, on the topic of Jordan Fisher, if anyone has not seen the Rosie O'Donnell YouTube show that happened at the beginning of the pandemic last year, Jordan singing For Forever, he options up and does these crazy riffs that I've never heard sung that way before. It is like instant burst into tears. I highly recommend it.
When I was like researching for this, I'm like, Jordan sounds good. And I don't know why I was shocked by this.
We're always shocked by when Jordan Fisher is good.
Yes, I just don't expect it for some reason. I expect it.
Like how
also
shocked
open
we were.
Invitation to the podcast.
Yeah, Jordan Fisher, you are the most booked and busy out of everybody else that we've open invitation offered. But yeah. If you're listening, we would love to.
Anyone
have you.
In this game, open invite.
That was very fun. I'm very impressed with myself.
You did really good. The only one.
You did so good.
Well, Benj and Antonio, but those were throw offs because I was waiting for real Evans.
I gotta keep you on your toes. Okay?
I actually am kind of surprised that I did not get Antonio. That's like offensive to me.
That is offensive. Actually, you can't be on this podcast if you don't recognize his voice within seconds. Requirement of being on the podcast.
I feel like if he was singing Antonio. Literally any other song that wasn't from a musical, I'd be like, that's Antonio.
We just like know his voice, okay? Yeah. So I like how you're like, he sounds great. of course this man does, okay?
He could do no wrong. Voice of an angel.
Moving on, we have another game. So bring out your next baggie. It's reverse heads up. So it's reverse because normally, like, you know, you put it to your head, but we can all see each other, so that wouldn't really work. Also, it'd be weird to, like, cover your camera and then, like, having to, like, hold it up to the screen. So same rules apply, though. Yeah, exactly. Same rules apply. You have 60 seconds. Get as many through, but you're going to read them yourself, and you're going to give the clues to us. Go.
Okay. This is a musical about tradition.
Fiddler.
Your daughter's getting married. Yes. This is our favorite man. He hosts Stars in the House.
Seth Rudetsky.
I watch his YouTube video.
That's
yes.
Me.
Okay.
Yes,
this
sure. I'm proud
is
of you.
George Salazar sings this at the
Michael
toilet.
Michael in the bathroom.
Yes. This people who need
Funny Girl.
People. No. Who stars in it?
Barbara.
All the luck. Yes. okay. All That Jazz.
Chicago.
Roxy.
Chicago.
Yes. Okay. This starred Constantine. Brett Rock Michaels
ages.
Almost died. Okay. Okay. This is about the redheaded, curly-haired girl
Annie.
Who is an orphan. Okay. These are the type of feline that are in the musical. Not
cats.
Just
cats.
Yes, but what kind of cats?
Jellicle cats.
Yes. Okay. this is a musical starring Julie Andrews.
We're done.
Nope.
Sorry.
It's the sound of music.
It was the sound of music. It was the sound of music.
How many did you get?
I got eight.
Nice.
Good job.
All right, Tara, you're up. Also, this one, we all have different ones, so there's no repeats.
That's a lot of work. Wow.
Okay. You should see the document I had.
Ready?
Yes.
This is the most laughed at sequel of a musical. Sorry, prequel.
Mamma Mia? two. Here
prequel,
we go.
Prequel.
Prequel.
Phantom. Prequel.
Oh, Love Never Dies.
That's a
wait.
Sequel.
It's a sequel. Never
it's
mind.
It's a sequel, Tara.
Sorry. Dying So Bad. Bonnie.
Bonnie and Clyde.
No. Cinderella.
Laura Osnes. Laura yeah. Osnes.
Oh.
Jason Robert Brown. Kids.
13.
Yeah. This movie is coming out in June. Lin-Manuel Miranda.
In the Heights. In the
West
Heights.
Oh, sorry.
I got a pass sorry, on that sorry. One. I don't know that one. We just heard him, our final Evan, in the...
George Fisher.
Yeah. We love this show. So sad. Andrew Rannells, Christian Borle, 70 J Block.
Oh, falsettos.
Everyone... Oh, Rent, Tick Tick Boom,
Jonathan Larson.
Oh, yeah.
Wrote two
Wait,
shows.
What was it?
It was Jonathan Larson.
Which is the one you passed?
Yeah.
Mame. What was I going to say? Rhymes right. with fame. I got one, two.
Imagine. Mame. I want to live
forever. Wow, I only got five.
Ugh. You spent too long on saying prequel.
I know.
You spent too long saying prequel.
The funniest thing is I originally said sequel, and then I don't know why I changed it.
You're like, no, it's a prequel. What?
Honestly, who knows with that show? It could be both.
I was like, I couldn't think of a musical prequel or sequel. I was like,
imagine.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. He plays Shrek, and he was
Brian Dorsey James.
Yeah. My favorite song from Dear Evan Hansen. Miss you, dear.
Sincerely me.
Yep. Elephant Love Medley.
Moulin Rouge.
Okay. in Les Mis, the movie, he played Jean Valjean.
Hugh Jackman.
Ugh. Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. Also in Be More Chill and Dear Evan Hansen, and he's really fun.
Will Roland.
Yeah. We saw this in New York, Tara. It's based on a movie. What's
Pretty Woman.
Samantha. Yeah.
You were yes.
He does the tours in New York.
Tim.
Yes.
Broadway Up Close.
Okay, Kinky Boots. He's the main guy in the
Charlie Porter. Season.
Yeah.
Wait, was it Charlie or Billy Porter?
Billy Porter. oh crap! I'm done. Ugh. Okay, how many did I get? I threw them all down. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Oh, what I've learned is I'm a good guesser, not a good
guesser.
Clue teller.
Go.
Okay, going for another round. Ready? Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sweating.
Me too.
The stress, the anxiety.
It's the stress. Okay, go.
Okay, he is Olaf. He starred in Book of Mormon.
Oh, Josh Gad.
Yes. Okay, this is where Wicked plays. I don't know what else is played there because
no,
it's only been
Wicked.
Oh my
god, what is it called?
Circle in the Square is
Gershwin.
Yes. This is where Cinderella. No, this is where Hamilton plays. This is
Richard Rodgers.
Yes, this is okay. Musical written by Sondheim.
Company
about a painter.
Sunday in the Park with George.
Yes, this is where Girl from the North Country is.
Belasco.
Yes, this is our fave from Falsettos, but also from the Book of Mormon.
Andrew Rannells.
Yes, this is a musical by Stephen Sondheim about a pie maker slash murderer. Yes. This is a musical about ex-wives.
Six!
Yes. This is...
Sorry, we need to just... Everyone that is not watching us on YouTube, Steph is
like the rocking
back and
we need
forth.
A rhythm. We have a rhythm
you
for how this
you
goes.
You did great. You did great.
Yeah.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 8 again.
Yes.
Okay, 8 again.
Good job. Okay, I'm ready.
Okay.
This is fun. I could do this all night.
Always.
Okay, ready?
Yep.
Go.
Steph, your favorite documentary starring Jason Tam. This is about this musical.
Oh, Every Little Step, A Chorus Line.
Yes. This is what you win before the Tony Awards. It's like a month before the Tony Awards.
A drama desk.
Yes. wow. Star of Spider-Man, Turn Off the Dark.
Reeve Carney.
Yes. Dolly Parton, she's working
9 to 5.
Yeah. This is not Broadway, but it's in the UK.
West End.
Yeah. Charlie and Lola and Lauren. Kinky
Boots.
Yeah. Bikini Bottom, Ethan Slater.
SpongeBob.
Yeah. Matthew Broderick starred in this on Broadway.
The producers?
Yeah.
The producers?
Everybody's got a cut what?
Footloose.
Yeah. this is your favorite musical, Steph. It's
Spring Awakening.
No, other
Next
favorite
musical.
Yep.
Coming. Okay, sorry.
It is.
Gotta keep track.
It was Next to Normal.
How much you get?
10.
Wow.
Nice.
Yes.
Okay, I feel like my clues were very good for that one.
You nailed it.
Okay, Moulin Rouge. The Act One finale.
Elephant Love Medley.
Yeah. Okay. Also in the producers, but not Matthew Broderick.
Nathan Lane.
Okay. 21 Guns, Green Day.
American Idiot.
Yeah.
Wow.
Valjean, at last, we see Egypt.
The Confrontation.
Yes. the movies, Jeremy Jordan, Anna Kendrick. I don't know who's in the
last 5 years.
they just made a movie with Meryl Streep and Nicole Kidman. And
The Prom.
Yeah. Jonathan Larson,
Rent.
They made Cinderella, and I don't know.
Rodgers and Hammerstein.
Yeah. Okay, this is what I was supposed to see in New York with Isaac before our trip got canceled.
West Side Story.
Tragic.
Okay, he was the original, Pharaoh, I think?
Norbert Leo Butts?
Yeah. Okay.
Ugh.
Good job. Good job.
10!
Guys, everyone had a great round two. Just wanted to throw that out there.
We're in the zone.
Okay, do we want a third round? We want to, finish it out with round three?
Ready?
Yeah. Yes, I'm ready.
Go.
Okay, this is a musical, Whatever They Offer You, Don't Feed the Plants.
Little Shop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is...
Come on, Steph.
sorry. This is about four singers who have high-pitched voices from not New York,
Jersey
but
Boys?
Yes. This is about. This is from Rent. The saddest song in Rent.
I'll cover you.
Cover me,
yes.
Price.
Okay. This is past guest of the podcast who played Spider-Man.
Jake Epstein.
Yes. Okay. This is our favorite. Well, not our favorite diva, but a diva with curly red hair.
Bernadette.
Sunday in the Park with George. Yes. This is musical about a blonde. Oh shoot.
Blonde.
Yes. This is co-star to past guest of the podcast, Jake Epstein, starred in Beautiful.
Shalina Kennedy.
Nope.
Oh,
the other one.
Oh my god, Jesse Mueller.
Yes.
You're done.
Only six. Only five this time.
Okay.
It's okay, you're five. Still doing okay.
Okay. I'm ready.
Okay, let me get the timer. Okay. 3, 2, 1, go.
Isaac, Circle in the Square.
Once on this Island.
Once on this Island.
Yeah. Oh, I already got that one. There was a double in here. SpongeBob. In SpongeBob.
Ethan Slater.
Yeah. Daniel Radcliffe, Darren Criss, Nick Jonas, all
played. How
does
this even really try?
Yeah.
And this is.
Not Elphaba, but...
Galinda.
Yeah. This is a show that has puppets. They sometimes swear.
Avenue Q.
Yeah. Diva with a capital D in Company.
Patti LuPone.
Yes. she is married to Alexander Hamilton.
Eliza.
Yeah.
My favorite show starring Reeve Carney.
Spider-Man Into the Dark.
Yes. Jeremy Jordan, Corey Cott, Ben Fankhauser, Carol Lindsay. Yeah. Did you hear about Kim? Telephone Hour.
Bye-bye, Birdie.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, then.
I was gonna say Jennifer Lopez, but that never happened.
It never happened. What happened to the live TV version of Bye-Bye Birdie from Jennifer Lopez?
Let's put it on the record. We would like Bye-Bye Birdie instead of Annie this Christmas, everybody.
I have said this before. I've never seen a production of Annie. I barely know what it's about. So this will be my first ever Annie.
I'm happy for you.
Thank you.
Ready? Last round? Okay. Okay, Steph's favorite musical where they kill people. With a shower curtain. And
America's Psycho!
Oh, America's Psycho!
With a shower curtain.
That's not the movie. That's not the movie.
Sorry, not? Okay.
Keep going. We're on timer.
Okay, the love song in Once. that you guys
follow slowly.
Okay, we had this in high school at Westmount. It's a musical about peeing and
toilets. Oh, you're in town.
Yeah. Brian D'Arcy James, the
Shrek?
Green guy. Yep. Okay, she wrote Waitress.
Sarah Bareilles.
Sarah Bareilles.
Tina Fey, Erica.
Mean Girls.
Yep. Don't say his name three times.
Beetlejuice.
Yep.
That was a good clue.
Okay, producers, not Nathan Lane, the other one.
Matthew Broderick.
Matthew Broderick.
Yeah. She just won for Jagged Little Pill. I don't know what else she
did. Alanis Morissette?
No, the main girl, I think.
I mean, no one's won yet, but...
Three names. Okay, but, if, like, didn't she win?
No one's won anything.
Three names?
Didn't she win? Celia Rose Gooding?
Yeah, didn't she win?
I mean, the Tonys haven't happened, so no.
No one's won a thing.
That was not a great round.
No one's won a single thing for the Tonys this year.
Sorry.
Even Aaron has not run.
The clue of the knife in the shower.
What happens?
That is the movie Psycho, not American Psycho.
I think you're thinking of the... I think you're thinking of
the blood screen.
Like, curtain, the blood screen.
Yeah, is that what happened?
It does happen, but you said knife in the shower, which is actually Psycho, the movie.
What's American Psycho about?
We got it.
I don't even know the full
It's hard
of
to
the
explain.
Movie,
but he thinks he's killing people.
Yeah.
But he's not. That's a spoiler for American Psycho.
Why I conflated the two, right?
Because,
I mean, there is a shower scene in the movie. It's pretty iconic. Christian Bale, like, peels.
Right.
Yeah, but it's not the knife in the shower. That's very specific to Psycho, the Hitchcock. It's Hitchcock, right? I think. Movie.
Okay, yeah. Well...
I think that means we got to move on to our obsessions of the week. We've played a bunch of games. Let's move on to our obsessions of the week. Shara, as our guest, do you want to go first?
Sure, but I feel like mine's not that shocking. Mine's also Broadway adjacent, as my life is. So, Stars in the House, that has been going on for a while, recently did the ER reunion. And if you know me, ER has played a super important role in my life. I came to it late because it literally started the year we were born, but that's fine. And I mean, now I'm a nurse and my dog is named after a character from the show. So ER is super important to me. And I mean, that's why I say it's Broadway adjacent, because they really did not let Seth say more than one word except for introducing,
there was a
everyone.
Lot of people there though. Like in,
I was
in
gonna say comparison. My two favorite parts were George Clooney, anytime he talked, because that started a whole George Clooney obsession after. He like basically, they just talked about all the pranks that he played on set, which were like unreal. And then I listened to a podcast he was on after and he talked about more pranks and I was like, oh my god, just to be around this guy. But my actual favorite part of the Stars in the House was when they had to ask the less famous people to leave awkwardly and like kind of like suggest that they're like, oh, you must be tired because you're in this other country. Because they had like more people coming and they would like wanted like not to like have like Noah Wiley or George Clooney leave. So yeah,
I mean, also StreamYard, as we know, only allows up to 10 people in a box. It's actually up from 6, which is a big number. 10 is
huge.
A big number. But there's a lot of people in that cast. That's one of the biggest reunions I think they've ever done on that show, being a very loyal Stars
and House
fan. And
what's funny is that, like, I started it later. Like, I started watching, and then I went back, obviously, to watch all the beginning seasons. But the people that they had on aren't even who I associate. Like, Juliana Margulies and Noah Wiley and the person who, like, organized it. Although, like, those are like, the first 4 or 5 seasons where, like, I had to go back and watch, like, all the later people, like, more Tierney... Laura Cardellini.
Yeah, yeah.
Linda Cardellini.
Was she there?
That one? Yeah. Like, all those people who were... Oh, and, like, John Stamos. Like, all those people that were in, like, the later seasons who, like, I know as ER, like, weren't even there because they have such a... Like, it was on for 15 years and they had so many different people. But, yeah, it was a really good time if you're an ER fan. Not exactly Broadway, but I'm very appreciative for Seth.
We love Seth, though. We love Seth.
Always.
We love Seth, and we love his book of names. Just pass it along.
Yeah, seriously,
to us.
That contact list. Also, I want to announce that I was the first person to know that this was happening, and then literally every single news source tweeted out that Stars in the House is doing an ER. It was me that was first.
It was quite the news story. I'm like, Stars in the House has never attracted this much attention.
It was on CNN. It was on CTV here in Canada. Like, it was literally everywhere. And the reason that I saw it is because I subscribed to them, and it, like, popped up as, like, you should watch this.
So I also funny. Like watching the show, watching the stars in the house. I didn't realize like what a phenomenon the show was because again, it started the year we were born. By the time I got like it ended when I was 15. Like mm-hmm. I really came into it like way later. So I didn't, and I knew like this, like the things they deal with on that show, like HIV positive patients and like racism in the workplace and all that, like stuff that like now is very talked about in shows, but like in the 90s was definitely not. So I didn't realize, like, how groundbreaking that show was with all, like, the social issues they talk about. And also, like, the impact. They were talking about, like, how, I don't know any of the numbers, but, like, when it started, like, how many million people watch every night. And, like, that mm-hmm. just doesn't happen anymore because of, like, streaming services and, like, having, like, millions of people at the exact same time watch the exact same show. And then they were saying that, like, it aired on a Thursday, and Friday morning, all these doctor's offices would get called because people would self-diagnose themselves with whatever happened on the show, like, hypochondriac versions of it. But yeah, the idea of, like, everyone sitting down and watching a show together, I feel like I miss. Like, that still happens a couple times a year with, like, not so much award shows anymore, but at least, like, the Super Bowl maybe and all that. And I kind of think it's nice that everyone's watching at the same time.
My obsession of the week, we always leave Tara for last. Tara's always the obsession finale. Okay, my obsession of the week. Recently, a cast recording was released for a musical that originated in Victoria, British Columbia in the year 2008. And it had many, many productions in Canada and over the US, but we only got a cast recording this year, and it is the cast recording for Ride the Cyclone. I had heard of this musical, but never heard any music because there's no cast recording. But I went and listened to the entire cast recording, and I kind of just became obsessed. It's not a cast recording. I would be like, oh, I'll pick out one song and listen to it or add it to my playlist. Like, I just want to listen to the whole thing from beginning to end every time. There are these great spoken interludes by Jacob Richmond, one of the composers, because short kind of backstory of the plot of this musical, it is about these six teenagers on a school trip in Saskatchewan to a theme park who go on the cyclone and then die on the cyclone, and their fortunes were all told before they went on the cyclone by this the like fortune teller machine, and the fortune teller Karnak feels guilty for telling them to ride the cyclone, so they each have a chance to prove themselves to, for one of them to come back to life, and they all like sing a song about their lives, blah 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 blah, and it's his voice that kind of brings the whole story together, and his like interludes on the cast recording are so funny, and his voice is so great in it, and it's the composer Jacob Richmond who's doing it. But I really just think it's a really creepy, cool cast recording, very up my alley. The song, if you want to just get one in, is the finale. It's not a game, it's just a ride. It's just really fun, cool, interesting stuff. I like, because it has a small cast, that they were able to be creative with it and have lots of different things. There are clips of it online from their first original production to later productions in different places, and you can see the change in budget, but always with that small, intimate cast. And I just think it's really cool, and I just really love that cast recording, and I am so excited that it actually exists now.
But it's not a game, it's not a game.
Whoa, no, no, it's not a game, it's not a game. It's just a ride. It's just a ride. We're all just sailing through space. There's no up, there's no down. It's all so beautiful.
Is there anybody, like, well known on the cast recording?
Not to me, honestly, no.
That's exciting. Maybe
the story sounds amazing. Like, you were telling this, and I was like, I want to watch this.
It's I so read about this weird. Like, 3 weeks ago. I can't remember where I saw it. Yeah, that's where the cast recording came up. Maybe?
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah,
there's an MCC production of it that stars Alex Wise, but he is not on the cast recording. Okay. But yeah, like, there's just a bunch of YouTube clips of it. I was watching the Guggenheim Works in Process of it. That's how deep I went.
Nice.
Noel's Lament, also really cool, would recommend that. But yeah, it's not a game, it's just a ride. Really cool.
All right. Cool. Well, I, for the first time, I feel like in a year, have a topical obsession. I did have something planned for this, but then I was like, no, this is something I can tell people to actually go and buy a ticket to watch or listen to. So I, a couple weeks ago, bought a ticket to Breathe, a new musical, which is written by, we've always called her Jodi Picoult, but guys, it's Jodi Picoult. Like, that's how she pronounces her own name. So now we know.
I did know this, and I just ignore it.
I listened to, she does the intro of it. So I was like, oh, we've been saying it wrong.
As her biggest fan, I still ignore it.
So I had used one of her songs as an obsession. I feel like during our obsessions episode, possibly.
Not her song, but like a song from her musical.
Yes, yes, exactly. It's not the same musical. This is a different musical. It was written during the pandemic. It's about the pandemic. It is split into 5 chapters. It's her and her co-writer. And every chapter is composed by a different person. One of them that we know is Robert Kickey, who did Lightning Thief. He does the first chapter. And it also stars many, many people. Matt Doyle, Max Clayton, Danae Benton, Kelly O'Hara, Brian Stokes Mitchell. So many people. Patty Muir and Colin Donnell. So my obsession this week is one of the chapters that stars Matt Doyle, Max Clayton. It is like a month in between my Matt Doyle obsessions. So you're welcome, everybody. The song is called Reading the Letter. And this vignette is a story about a gay couple. And this is very real life to Matt and Max because they've been living in the exact same New York apartment for the last year of the pandemic, both of them out of work. Obviously, Matt Doyle is coming back to company. And it's actually unknown if Max Clayton is going back to Moulin Rouge because he has since changed his career and is now a real estate agent. So who knows what will happen. But this song is kind of like, it ties together all of the songs that are in their little vignette. And it's heartbreaking. And you know who has a really beautiful voice? Max Clayton. And I've never heard him sing solo because we know him as this like incredible, incredible dancer. Mm-hmm. And he's always someone that's like understudying different people. But I've never actually, I don't think ever until this moment, heard his voice. He sounds amazing with Matt. There's like some really great riffs happening in the background. And something that was so interesting to me is that the composer of this one is Daniel Moritz Luft. I don't think I'm saying that right. I'm so sorry. But he is responsible for Remy the Ratatouille. So it is so cool that like he was called in to do this project. And he has like a really interesting pop influence to his music, which I really enjoy. So if you are interested in watching the entire Breathe, a new musical, it is streaming until July 2nd. You can buy a ticket on their website, or if you just want to listen to it, it is available on all streaming platforms. It's really, really good stuff. Also, like the list of names, everyone is so talented, but it's cool to see these different vignettes. Obviously, there's like, it's about COVID, so you can imagine the stories that get told. The ending is pretty sad, but overall, I highly recommend it. And it's filmed, like they all went to a stage and filmed it like a concert reading. So it's like professionally filmed. It doesn't feel like a YouTube virtual musical, which like sometimes those are great, but also sometimes it's great to watch actually live, I don't know, professionally filmed performances. So Breathe, a new musical, and my obsession this week is Reading the Letter.
I can see it clear as day.
Since I intro'd the episode, that means I get to close it too. First, Tara, happy birthday. You have
happy
been.
Birthday!
You are the heart of the podcast, and, you know, hopefully
heart,
our virtual
soul,
birthday party.
Brains, work, everything.
Everything. Hopefully our virtual birthday party was enjoyed by many people, and many people can celebrate your. Can I say your age?
You can say my age.
Your 27th birthday with us here by listening to this episode. But if you enjoyed today's episode and you want to listen to any of our other episodes, you can go anywhere podcasts are found and download. We'd love it if you would rate and review on Apple iTunes.
You can also follow us on Twitter and Instagram at @OptoBeWaitPodcast with the number 2. And of course, if you are watching us here on YouTube, don't forget to subscribe. And one more thing, if you, as you had listened to all of our podcast advice earlier in this episode, if you are now going to start your own podcast and need somewhere to host, we use Podbean. It's super convenient, super easy. And if you go to www.podbean.com/OptoBeWay, you can get a month free. And I think with that, we will see you guys next time.
Bye.